This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's labor market has added more than 50,000 jobs this year, and it may keep growing. CPR's Will Cornelius reports.
Inflation is high and the economy is slowing, but the labor market remains strong. That's according to Eric Olson, the district president of Robert Half Talent Solutions in Colorado.
Well, I think for the most part, if people want a job, there's one for them.
For every unemployed person in Colorado, there are two job openings. Olson says his company has seen hiring go up as businesses face more competition for talent.
We might have a profit recession. Companies aren't making as much money, but we certainly do not have a jobs recession.
I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
Coloradans are all over the map when it comes to getting COVID-19 vaccines. 90% of the older population, those over 65, have now gotten two doses. But younger Coloradans and Hispanics lag behind. There's a push to improve the numbers. A vaccine tent at the recent Global Fest in Aurora drew in Jordan Jefferson, who got a shot there.
Got to get out in the public more, do more of these kind of events where it's free and they feel comfortable. There's a lot of people around.
The last two falls, Colorado has seen surges of COVID causing more illness and deaths. And when it comes to the youngest Coloradans, state health officials say new data show the need to get children up to date on their back-to-school shots. Vaccination rates went up for kids in childcare, but for K through 12, the rates for all school-required vaccines fell, with the most notable drops among kindergartners. Their rate decreased by 5%. This is CPR News and KRCC.